Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Russia in Flames, War, Revolution, Civil War, 1914 to 1921, by Laura Engelstein. Narrated by Anne Flasnick. Oh, you children, if only you knew what hunger and darkness are waiting for you. Alexander Block. Voice from the Chorus, Golas Is Hora, 1910-1914. Gorge on pineapple, chomp on grouse, your days are numbered, bourgeois louse. Vladimir Mayakovsky, 1917, in Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, 1925. The population is the class enemy. Andrei Platonov, Hurdy-gurdy, Sharmanka, circa 1930. Author's note. All translations are my own, unless otherwise indicated. When transliterating Russian from the Cyrillic alphabet, I've used a modified Library of Congress system. In the text, the names of well-known figures are anglicized. Kerensky, Trotsky. Pyotr Tchaikovsky, the composer, but Nikolai Tchaikovsky, the revolutionary. Place names offer complications of their own. Some were multiple at the time. Lithuanian Vilnius, Russian Vilna, Polish Vilno, German Lemberg, Polish Lvov, Russian Lvov, Ukrainian Lviv. Some changed when borders changed. Some were rechristened for political reasons. St. Petersburg, Petrograd. When the differences are part of the story, they will be indicated, but the choice of one over the other should not be taken as endorsement of any current national claim. English equivalents will be used when possible, thus Warsaw, Moscow, Kiev. As for the issue of dates, the Bolsheviks marked the political rupture by switching to a new calendar. On February 1, 1918, by the Julian calendar used in Russia, the Bolsheviks adopted the Gregorian calendar used in the West, which in the 20th century was 13 days ahead. Thus, February 1, 1918, Old Style became February 14, 1918, New Style, although the Russian Orthodox Church and some opponents of the Bolsheviks in the Civil War rejected the change. Up to January 31, 1918, I use Old Style, Julian calendar dates for domestic events, indicating New Style, Gregorian calendar, for dates of international significance or when double perspective is needed. Introduction. In 1913, the Romanov dynasty celebrated three centuries of rule. In August 1914, Russia went to war against Germany and Austria-Hungary. Less than 3 years later, in February 1917, by the old Julian calendar, the last of the Romanovs fell from power. Incapable of prosecuting the war, the monarchy had succeeded only in forfeiting the loyalty of its subjects. In February, Imperial Russian society, from top to bottom, rose up against the autocratic regime. Tsar Nicholas II was forced to abdicate, and the leaders of respectable society installed themselves in the seat of power. The workers and soldiers who had brought the monarchy to bay followed the lead of moderate socialists in establishing a political arena of their own. Aware of their tenuous claim to rule, the revolutionaries of the first hour were still saddled with the burden of war, and faced with the popular unrest, now in organized form, which had enabled their own break with the past. In October 1917, as the crisis deepened, Vladimir Lenin's Bolshevik Party staged a coup d'état that dislodged the bourgeois office holders, stole the moderates' thunder, and inaugurated 4 years of civil conflict, ending in early 1921 with the consolidation of history's first socialist government. It took more than 10 days to shake the world. The monarchy was ousted by the representatives of privileged society, backed by the fury of soldiers, peasants, and workers, whose long-term grievances had been pushed to the edge by the war.